USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to Hamas leaders. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry says two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier that rained missiles and drones on several parts of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, condemned the unacceptable behavior, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Flu cases are surging across the United States.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness, and nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A California law that bans guns in most public places will take effect at the start of 2024, thanks to a federal appeals court. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay, meaning it will temporarily place the injunction filed by Judge Cormac Carney on hold. Carney believes the bill violated U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the ruling will allow the state's common sense gun laws to remain in place while we appeal the district court's dangerous ruling. 8 people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. 8 of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive tomorrow. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo, Truist, shipping services like UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank before heading out because they may have modified business hours. But you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.